What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is lobbying for stronger penalties for the illegal lighting of fires. We tell you more on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Prairie Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business, once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Prairie Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow.
Junior!
Yes, mama!
Can the kerosene oil and the matches in the kitchen come? More light up that EPA.
Ah, mama! Yeah, mama!
Thank you, my son.
It smells like smoke. Lord have mercy. Somebody can tell me why this woman decided to light this fire if it can smoke up me close them pan the line. Ah, gosh. Now me have got to call the fire brigade before the fire get out and burn down the whole place.
Any person who lights fire and leaves it unattended between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. is guilty of an offense under the Country Fires Act. The Act speaks to the responsibility of the owner or occupier of a premises to control any fire which occurs on their property.
Whether they set that fire or whether or not the fire was spontaneously lit. And it also speaks to how you have to seek a permit before you can light a fire.
Assistant Commissioner of the Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, Sean Martin. Under the legislation, persons can be fined $2,000 or imprisoned for up to 3 months for lighting illegal fires. The JFB says the current fine is negligible and does not discourage illegal burning, which has serious environmental, economic, and health implications. As such, the Jamaica Fire Brigade is pushing for amendments to the law to, among other things, increase the penalties for the illegal lighting of fires.
What we're hoping to do with the amendment to the legislation is to actually make prosecution easier.
Dr. Martin says talks are underway with the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development on the matter.
We are currently meeting with Chief Legal Officer from the Ministry of Local Government. We have had several meetings and we look at the shortcomings of the legislation, including the fines, and we have started draft to revise these.
The Fire Prevention Unit is also pushing for authority to issue fire permits, as well as to have all fire-related laws under one statute. The Country Fires Act currently falls under the jurisdiction of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and gives the police the authority to issue fire permits. Mr. Martin is encouraging Jamaicans to avoid using fire as a means to dispose of garbage, rubbish, or any other waste. For further information on how to properly dispose of rubbish, you can seek assistance from the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, or the Jamaica Fire Brigade. Learn not to burn. Fire has environmental concerns, and prevention is better than cure. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Palmer. Take care.
Hey, this country wants to save money. Save energy, so no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy,
Protect tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.